Missouri Net News is presented by the Missouri Public Service Commission, reminding you to call or click 3 working days before you dig. Dial 811 and use caution while digging.
I'm Jason Taylor. A wintry mix of snow, sleet, and freezing rain led to at least 20 crashes on roads in the Springfield area last night. Police agencies were advising residents to check for road conditions before leaving for work and school Monday morning. An Easter tradition continued at St. Luke's Hospital in St. Louis over the weekend. Newborn babies were dressed as baby chicks hatching from an egg in Easter shades for the 20th year in a row. A state house committee is considering whether to limit payday loan fees and interest at 35% of the amount of the loan, a reduction from the current 75% maximum. Independent Democratic Representative Rory Rowland supports the measure that would also change the number of times a borrower could renew a loan from the current 6 times down to 2.
But I just have tremendous concerns about the black eye the industry has with this, and for us to have not taken action for many, many years, to be 2018 and not take action, I think is just reprehensible.
Industry representatives are reviewing new changes made to the bill and have not taken a public position on the legislation. Missouri Senator Claire McCaskill says $1.8 trillion in debt has been added in the last 6 months under Republican leadership in Washington. McCaskill spoke to reporters at a Jefferson City rally.
All I heard from my Republican colleagues before they took power was deficit, deficit, deficit. And they've blown this deficit up to places that one couldn't even imagine it could go.
McCaskill voted against the tax cut measure that was signed into law by President Donald Trump. McCaskill says the pharmaceutical industry took a $50 billion windfall from that bill and didn't lower the price of prescription drugs. Missouri GOP Congressman Jason Smith, the bill supporter, says more than 3 million people have been receiving bonuses because of the tax cut. City Councilman Dwayne McAllister of Southeast Missouri's Park Hill was arrested for third-degree assault after being involved in a bar fight over the weekend. 43-year-old McAllister is currently running for re-election in Tuesday's election. PFP Enterprises, also known as Texas Meat Packers, is recalling more than 7,000 pounds of raw beef products that were produced and packaged without inspection, including to states such as Missouri. The 6th highest one-day rainfall total hit the mid-Missouri town of Moberly last Monday. The cloudburst is noteworthy because it followed a much milder prediction from weather forecasters. Meteorologist Jay Welch with the National Weather Service in Pleasant Hill analyzes the historic rainfall event compared to a snowstorm.
It would have been a lot of snowfall, but our freezing height was pretty low, which is not unexpected going into the warm season. So we were able to get a little bit of ice and hail, but fortunately didn't have to worry about the snowfall amounts.
You'll find more details on that story at MissouriNet.com. This is Missouri Net News.